Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. Thank you for listening. And I've been out for a couple of weeks. I've been skiing up in Winter Park, Colorado, and I'll tell you about that and how Neo 40 works so well. And it's just wonderful to be back, though. And if you were listening, you probably heard the reruns on Dr. Grunspan and Dr. Barrera, and we'll talk about that quite a bit coming up. And so I request your call-in questions. The number is 599-5555, and please give us a call if you have anything that you'd like to know about oral health and its correlation to systemic health. Now, the first segment, just want to wish all of you a wonderful new year. Gee whiz, 2016 was wonderful, and I think 2017 is going to be quite unusual, quite good, and we'll see what happens. Now, I want to inspire you, and I want to inform you to bring you information you probably haven't been exposed to. That's my focus. So we know now that there's a link between bacterial infection in the mouth and overall health, and reports from patients when infected teeth are removed and infected gums are healed are just amazing when they talk about how much better they feel, how much more energy they have, how everything changes when you get these infected teeth out. So this is what we want to talk about. We do talk about this a lot. And I want people to understand the correlation between oral health and your general health. And my dental office, the office of Drs. Staffel and McLinn, provide the correlation and guide you to pristine oral health if that's something that you're interested in and you're choosing to follow. We track consumer expectations and behavior and guide you to the oral health level that you decide upon. We lay out a new scientific understanding of gum disease. And there are two parts. There's gum disease, and then there's periodontal disease. Gum disease is, or gingivitis, is just an inflammation of the gum tissue, easily corrected and easily managed so that it won't come back. And then, but periodontal disease is a little bit different. Periodontal disease is where there's bone loss of the housing of the teeth. And that's a different problem. Now, both gingivitis and periodontal disease, they harbor bacterial and viral diseases, and we also will help you with the latest treatment protocols for clearing these up, both the gingivitis and the periodontal disease. So we know there's a big gap between demand for health-centered dentistry and what's actually delivered. And we at the dental office of Drs. Staffel and McLinn are changing and closing that gap. So for more information, call us at 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And come let us help you understand the correlation and action required for health-centered dentistry and overall health. So call us Monday, 210-341-2569. We'll help you get information and getting to understanding how wonderful it is to have pristine dental health, oral health, and all the advantages of it. Now, the second segment of the show, and please call in if you have a question about oral health as it correlates to systemic health, or you just have a dental question or some question on dental materials, give us a call. 599-5555. Now, the second segment of the show, we're going to do a brief review of the year's subjects and special guests. And you can go to our podcast site. The podcast site is staffeldds.podomatic.com. And that site, you can pull up about 7 years of special guests and programs. You just dial that staffeldds.podomatic.com. It's a free site, and download it into your computer. And you can listen to any number of programs and the material and the guests that we have on there. And lots of good material in there, especially if you've missed a program or you wanted more information or you want a review, because we've put a lot of information out there with our guests. And this is an easy way to listen to the program, and then you can go back and dial up the program and review these materials in detail. So let us help you understand the correlation and action required for health-centered dentistry and overall health. Now, as we review our special guests, the first one that comes to mind is Dr. Hoberman. He's a gastroenterologist, Dr. Larry Hoberman. I've had him on multiple times, and it was interesting. I went to Walgreens yesterday, and I was getting some things. And so I went over and looked at the probiotics, and it was quite different than what Dr. Hoberman's Endomune is, both the volume of the probiotics that are in and the cost and the selection. So you can go to the website, endomune.com, or you can come by our office. A lot of people do, and they come by and purchase the Endomune. But he's got it also available in a lot of drugstores and grocery stores and online as well. And that's endomune.com. It's a marvelous thing for you to take the first thing in the morning, and especially if you're having any kind of antibiotic treatment. It's really marvelous to take and be sure and take one before you take an antibiotic, because it just keeps from having your body torn up and messed up, or your gut torn up and messed up. Because antibiotics really do a number on the GI tract, as well as your oral cavity. So, Dr. Hoberman, he's just a great guest, and the one thing that he really explains very carefully, and that's about the children need to be on probiotics. Even after they're recently born, it helps change their whole outlook, health outlook, and has to do with multiple things about how valuable a probiotic is for little children, babies, and growing children. And it's easy to take, doesn't have any taste, and it's something that's very, very valuable. It's inexpensive, and there's just no reason why everybody not being or taking a probiotic. You really see that coming on strong on the television now. Huge television advertising budgets, but still one of the best is Dr. Hoberman's Endomune. And I'll have him on the show more. He brings such great research, and that's what we like to present to the public, to my listening audience, is the research that's going on. So next time you want to feel better in your gut, or you want to get healthier, first thing is to start off with that Endomune, just like it sounds. Dr. Larry Hoberman developed this probiotic with a microbiologist, and it's still just an excellent material. Then another guest that I had on was Dr. Nathan Bryant. And Dr. Bryant was the lead investigator and developer with the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. And they came up, they wanted to find a substitute for nitroglycerin as well as for a donor site for nitric oxide, because nitric oxide has a remarkable ability to relax the muscles in your capillaries, veins, and arteries. And as it relaxes that muscle, it provides a 30% increase in the blood flow. It makes the blood platelets slipperier. So it is has a wonderful effect in lowering blood pressure. And this is amazing, absolutely amazing how you can trim down with your doctor's help if you're on drug medication for blood pressure. And we see patients that come in and they have 1, 2, 3. I've even seen patients with 4 medications for their blood pressure and still struggling with it. And that's where the Neo 40 comes in with a huge, huge benefit. The Neo 40 opens up the vessels. It's a lozenge, and it's primarily made from beets, specially processed beet juice, and hawthorn, specially processed hawthorn. And that's what the University of Texas Medical in Houston found. They researched 400 different plants and took 12 years and then patented the extraction process. And you see the Neo 40 advertised on national television now. You can buy it at our office. You can get it online. You can get it a lot of different places. It's on advertised on radio shows. It's national radio shows. It's advertised on national television shows. And it's a remarkable product. And it's something that is really, really valuable for you. It helps so much. Now, back to the skiing trip that I took the last couple of weeks. Went to Winter Park, and Winter Park is a little town at 9,000 feet above sea level. And then the skiing is at 10 to 11,000, and for some people, even 12,000 feet above sea level. I didn't go that far, but I went above 10,000. And, of course, this is practically 2 miles above sea level. We had one guest from Fort Worth, and this person has a terrible time with altitude sickness and always has in this area. And so I had plenty of Neo 40 on hand, gave fixtures so that she had 3 per day, and it just took the altitude sickness away immediately, and she could enjoy the skiing. And this is what is so valuable about Neo 40. And then, of course, when you're skiing at about 10,000 to 11,000 feet above sea level, you better have a lot of wind in your sails, because it's the air is thinner and your blood hemoglobin is not designed at that level to carry the oxygen level that you're used to. It's there at our near sea level here, and that's where the Neo 40 is so valuable. You take that. And I was taking one at night and then 2 during the day, spaced out. And the other thing that it went to the, they had an ER facility there and had a little oximeter device which tells how what your oxygen saturation is in your blood. And I would check that to see what my oxygen saturation was when I was first went in there and hadn't taken the Neo 40. It was in the 80s, 88, and then after I took the Neo 40, it immediately popped up quite nicely. And along that oximeter line, while I was at Walgreens, I bought a little oximeter. They used to be about $400, Now, an oximeter is a little thing that fits on your finger, any of your digits, and it will tell you how much oxygen saturation is in your blood. It'll also tell you what your pulse rate is. So it's a really handy thing to make sure that you are getting enough oxygen during the day. And if you are taking Neo40 and you want to check within 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you're going to get a considerable boost in your oxygen saturation. And you can take this before you go to exercise. It's just a handy thing, and the oximeters were about $44, $45, and they used to be about $400, and I strongly recommend that you consider buying one, because there's so many times you can tell what's going on, especially if you're having breathing problems. So Walgreens, I'm sure CVS has them. It's an oximeter, and it's I think it's a really handy a device, especially if you're having breathing problems or congestive heart failure, or you want to see how your meds are working. It's a small price to pay for getting some really good information. So be sure to take your Neo40. And it's also good to take as and have it as a backup for a acute cardiac event. In fact, on the while we were up there, a skiing person had a heart attack up on the mountain and didn't survive. And so when you have a cardiac attack, Neo40 is really valuable to have, just carry with you. It comes in sealed packages, and it's whether you're out anywhere or if you needed a backup instead of carrying aspirin, or you can still carry an aspirin and you're having cardiac disease, the Neo40 is really valuable. And so, especially if you're going to go hiking or skiing or any high altitude situations, it's great to carry on airplanes as well, because people are prone to get embolisms, especially if you're traveling a long distance on an airplane. The Neo40 is going to help quite wonderfully with that, because it makes your platelets slipperier, and also it enlarges the vessels 30%. And we've got like 50,000 miles of vessels, so there's a lot of places that embolisms can creep in. This is just passing on some great information. Dr. Brian is going to be returning in February. He has a lot of new research. Cardiologists are really embracing this product. And strongly recommend it. I've been able to get off blood pressure medication about 4 years ago just by using the Neo40. And can't recommend it highly enough. Have it at the office. You can order it online. There are just multiple places you can get it. And it's developed by the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. They have 7 patents on it. And it's a remarkable thing that they've been able to achieve at the medical school. Now, the third segment that we're going to talk about today is the sleep disordered breathing. Now, a lot of research is coming out to the public on sleep disordered breathing. And I have been somewhat interested in this, but I have and been making appliances since the 70s for patients who had problems. And with the volume of research coming out now, I've really want to get across the importance of sleep-disordered breathing. And sleep-disordered breathing is where you snore or you hold your breath, and it's the research is showing it's a huge problem. And the more we get into this and the more I look at my patients and check with them, the more I see of this particular problem. And we're having a lot of dental connections with this sleep-disordered breathing. For instance, people grind their teeth down severely. That's generally a symptom of sleep-disordered breathing. And this is something that I didn't realize until recently when this was pointed out at a meeting. And say if you get your whole mouth restored or you get some crowns in and your teeth are worn down and they're built up to restore the length, if you have this sleep-disordered breathing, it can affect the longevity of how long those crowns and restorations last. So as we get into this, the research is coming out very heavily, and the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and the American Academy of Sleep Dental Medicine are trying to really get this information out to the public because it's such a huge, huge problem for patients. And there are so many, can't say that there's side effects. Let me put it this way. Where the prevalence of sleep apnea, it's thought to be about 42 million Americans and possibly more than that, possibly a lot more. Now, the prevalence of sleep apnea, that's where you hold your breath for a couple of seconds or more, and then your oxygen saturation, like we were talking about, it just plummets. When you hold your breath, it goes down into the 80s, 70s, sometimes even the 60s. That is percent of oxygen as percent of 100. And this puts a stress on your heart, but it really puts a stress on your brain. So one of the things that they're finding, now understand that we're talking about the prevalence of sleep apnea in comorbidities. We're not talking about, it's not saying that if you have sleep apnea, you're going to get these conditions. It is saying that, for instance, on drug-resistant hypertension, high blood pressure, 83% of patients with sleep apnea will be diagnosed concomitantly with drug-resistant hypertension. 77% will be diagnosed with obesity. Now, this, please keep in mind, this is not saying that sleep apnea causes these conditions. It is saying that if you have sleep apnea, there's a correlation. Congestive heart failure, this is a big one, 76%. Pacemakers, 59%. Atrial fibrillation, 49%. Diabetes, 48% of the time. Coronary artery disease, 30% of the time. So there's something going on here, and that is being studied, and people, once they get the diagnosis and they take a polysomnogram, as dentists in Texas, we can screen for this because we're looking in people's throats all the time, and we can pretty well tell if they have the symptoms. And then there's a simple it's called an Epworth sleepiness scale, like situation, sitting and reading, do you doze off, watching TV, sitting inactive in a public place, as a passenger in a car for an hour without a break, sitting and talking to someone, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol, in a car while stopped for a few minutes in traffic. You fill that out, and in addition to the dentist screening visually what's going on in your throat and the presence of enlarged adenoids and tonsils, we can come to a screening and refer you to a polysomnogram internal medicine sleep doctor. And we also have in our office a home screening device that is just like you strap it on to your wrist, and you put a little finger, it's like a finger cot, it goes on and holds the sensor for the oximeter, and this gives us a great deal of screening data. It is not a diagnosis, but it gives us a great deal of screening data as to whether or not you need to be referred to a polysomnogram and a test. And the dentist come into play because compliance with the CPAP machine, that's a gold standard, and that's what we try to get patients to use. But a lot of people have difficulty using it. And so this is the next step, is a dental appliance. And we have over 150 dental appliances to choose from. So it's very possible to treat sleep-disordered breathing with a dental appliance if you don't have a severe case. And then, of course, as if you were listening to the program last week, the rerun program was Dr. Jose Barrera, MD. He is a triple boarded from the American Board of Oral Otolaryngology. It's ENT, head and neck surgery, as well as facial plastic and reconstructive surgery. And he does an incredible job, and he can also restructure the throat and fix it so you possibly don't have to wear an appliance, or either a dental appliance or a CPAP. Dr. Barrera will be on again, and he is currently training surgeons from Mayo Clinic. A lot of his training was out at Stanford, which started a lot of the surgical procedures for this. He was at Wilford Hall Medical Center, and he was chief of facial plastic and reconstructive surgery at the San Antonio Military Medical Center. So this, we're so blessed to be able to have somebody of this talent in our city. So these are, I'm trying to give you some ideas and how to get healthy, because there's a huge connection apparently between different medical problems. One of the biggest being the drug-resistant hypertension, where physicians keep using medicines, number of medicines, one, two, or three pharmaceuticals, and still have trouble getting your blood pressure down. And so cardiologists are really starting to look at this very closely, because they're at risk doing cardiovascular surgery, and unless it's been checked out that you've might have sleep apnea or sleep-disordered breathing, that's something, that's why the cardiologists are really paying attention to this. So you can also give us a call, Drs. Staffel and McLinn. Call our office. The number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. And we can do a screening with the, we can also have you take home the screening device. It's a very innocuous little device, but very effective, and help you make a decision on this. One of the biggest problems that people report is fatigue, chronic fatigue, and just being fatigued all the time with sleep-disordered breathing. And one of the endpoints, that is when we titrate the dental appliance, that is move the dental appliance so it moves the jaw forward, or The CPAP machine, which is a light pressure breathing machine, the end point is elimination of your fatigue, of the patient's fatigue. So there's a huge benefit to getting rid of fatigue without pharmaceuticals. And that's why this is such a valuable, valuable procedure. Now then, the other thing that's so interesting, and that's the children, including babies and children of all ages, teenagers. And I'm going to have a sleep doctor, Dr. Kelly Smith, on soon. And he treats children and babies with sleep disordered breathing. And this also is a huge, a dentist can make a huge difference in getting this cleared up in children of at least 2 years of age or older. So, what am I talking about? Well, a comprehensive, conservative, non-pharmaceutical, and non-invasive treatment which uses a child's own ability to guide and develop their growth and development while helping them gain a quality night's sleep. That's what we're talking about. 9 out of 10 children exhibit at least one symptom of sleep-disordered breathing. And it can be easily overlooked and misdiagnosed and left untreated. A problem involving breathing during sleep. That's what we're talking about, sleep-disordered breathing. This impacts a child being able to receive appropriate amount of oxygen and preventing the ability for a child to obtain proper REM sleep. That's restorative sleep. That's where you dream. REM is a rapid eye movement. And that's essential for proper function of the brain, hormones, immune system. And it doesn't matter how much a child sleeps if they're not able to receive quality sleep. So here are some symptoms. What are we talking about? Well, ADD, attention deficit disorder, and ADHD, attention deficit hyper disorder, bedwetting, nightmares, night terrors, daytime or nighttime mouth breathing, snoring, talking in the sleep, tooth grinding, difficulty listening and often interrupting, allergic symptoms including eczema, fidgeting with hands, waking up at night, restless sleep, excessive sweating while asleep, hyperactivity, excessive daytime sleepiness, lack of focusing, difficulty with school subjects of math, science, and spelling, falling asleep during the day, headaches in the morning, speech problems. These are some of the symptoms that are associated with sleep-disordered breathing. And so we want to bring this to your attention because you may have a grandchild, you may have some children, or a child that is exhibiting some of these symptoms. So a questionnaire for children is going to be, does your child snore at all? Does your child have labored, difficult, or loud breathing at night? The breathing stops for 2 to 4 seconds. Stop breathing more than 2 times an hour. Are they hyperactive? Do they mouth breathe during the day? Mouth breathe while sleeping? Frequent headaches in the morning? Allergic symptoms? Excessive sweating while asleep? Talks in the sleep? Poor ability in school, falls asleep watching TV, wakes up at night, attention deficit, restless sleep grinds the teeth. This is a big one for dentists. Frequent throat infections, where tonsils and adenoids are so huge, they create such difficult problems to breathe. Child feels sleepy and or irritable during the day, has a hard time listening and often interrupts, fidgets with hands and does not sit quietly, and wets the bed. Now, all of these, this is just a questionnaire for sleep disordered breathing in children. So you can see from this list of questions, and you can see from the symptoms that might be exhibited by children, how serious this problem is. And it's interesting, the Texas Sleep Clinic, which Dr. Grunspan is associated with, they have either four or five medical doctors, pediatric medical doctors, trained in sleep disordered breathing. They only have one adult doctor, internal medicine, sleep disordered breathing, one for adults, but four or five for children. So this gives you an idea how huge this problem is and how it can be fixed without medications. Because let you take like ADD and ADHD, these are typically treated with methamphetamines. And putting a child on a drug like that can be very problematic. So the other thing is, you have dental solutions for a lot of this, either through orthodontics or through appliances, also through surgery, as I mentioned with someone like Dr. Barrera. Can change a person's life. It can change a child's life and development. So keep this in mind. I'm bringing you this information. You're going to be seeing more of it. It's going to be because it is such a problem, you're going to have a lot of exposure to this, and I want you to be aware and be so that you can be guided and be ahead of the problem, especially if you have young children. And the sleep doctors, they work on these babies at an early age. And of course, the main thing is diagnosis, diagnosis, diagnosis. Once you have a diagnosis, then you can take proper treatment. And the part of the education is knowing what a dentist can do. So you don't want to miss this program coming up that I have on Dr. Kelly Smith. We're going to talk about young children and teenagers, and this is important, important information for good health. If you have any questions, give me a call. 599-5555. Now, the sleep studies, you just need to get this diagnosed, because the common sleep disorders are massive. All of the things going on, and so much of the time these are treated with pharmaceuticals, and they can be eliminated without pharmaceuticals. So that's the point I want to get across. We want to bring this to the public's attention. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine, the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine, they're mounting a massive campaign to bring this information to the public. And you heard it here on Your Smile Matters. So if you have questions, give me a call. Or you can call the office, Dr. Staffel and McLinn at 210-341-2569. Let me go to the caller now. Abram, how are you?
Good, Dr. Staffel. How are you today?
Wonderful. How may I help you?
So, sir, I have a question. Is sleep apnea, is it hereditary? And B, can a child grow out of it? Because I have a nephew, he definitely does have sleep apnea. I went through a study myself as an adult, and they told me what to look for, and my nephew exhibited all these symptoms. Well, my son, he's 2,
uh-huh.
And he's starting to have these symptoms too. I've stayed with him when he sleeps, and I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So that was just A, B, and, you know, why. It was my nephew and my son are exhibiting these things.
Okay, the first question of genetics, it certainly can be. And what that involves is the shape of the throat and the shape of for instance, let me put it this way. If a baby is nursed for 2 months at least, the palate will widen, and the evidence of or probability of sleep disordered breathing really drops down. And that has to do with nursing. At least 2 months nursing a baby can develop the palate in a proper way. And you can have the shape of the head, the shape of the face can be determined by genetics. So that is a factor we don't have predictable information on that, but it is a factor that it can be. And then if you can outgrow it, well, it depends. It depends upon if that arch can widen, if the tonsils and adenoids are quite enlarged and they start shrinking. For instance, most adults lose the shape of the tonsils and adenoids disappear, but then we see people where they have terrific size of tonsils and adenoids, so they have to be surgically removed. So each case is different.
Yeah, yes.
The important thing is recognizing it and getting it corrected, especially in children, because it's going to affect their whole teenage years and life and schooling, and it's a lot of things going on.
Yes. I have big tonsils and all these things, and I get a lot of upper respiratory infections. Well, I just got an ENT surgery on my schnoz, and I feel so much better.
Yes.
They tested me for sleep apnea. It was a standard thing to do for military surgeries. And they said, you don't have sleep apnea, which was what I thought, but they said you could have had it at a younger age.
All right.
My son, my nephew, myself breastfed well over the year.
All right.
We never got off the thing, but I was told late in life this was a problem, and there's a lot of things I missed out on in school because
yes.
I was a pretty poor student.
Yes.
But I don't want that to happen for my nephew. I definitely want that to happen for my own son, and I just thought I'd ask. May I ask one last question?
Sure.
My wife has a, I think it's like K17, it's the bottom molar, dude.
Uh-huh.
She's, about every year or so, she'll have a big issue, pain, an ache in it for about a week or less.
All right.
And I keep telling her, well, we should have bought insurance and we could have gotten you in and taken care of this thing. And they haven't yet to do a pulp test, but the thing that got to us, what really bothered us, we went to go to a dental office,
uh-huh.
And we spent a few $100 for practically nothing, and then we still had to get referred to a dentist that could do such surgeries as a root canal.
Okay.
What is a dentist that can do like root canal surgeries, but then be a regular dentist? What's the name of it? Orthodontist or
General dentists. There are general dentists that do root canals, and then there is a specialist dentist who does root canals only. Now, a general dentist does all types of procedures, including root canals, and then a specialist does nothing but root canals. Now, in the back, if that's a molar tooth that you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot the number of it. It was K maybe something.
It's usually best to have a specialist do that because it's so hard to work in the back of the mouth and do a proper job. A root canal that is done well is a very good, useful procedure. A root canal done poorly is a disaster for the person's health because it harbors up to 20 or 30 severe medical bacteria and can create just a lot of problems with a person's health. So that's why getting it done with a specialist is something that's recommended, even though the majority of root canals are done by general dentists. But working in the back of the mouth is just difficult and procedure, so you need to keep that in mind.
Yes, I as a kid had cavities. In the military, as a junior enlisted, they cleaned them out, put fillings in them, and here it is 15 years later, I was eating spaghetti of all things, got on some calcium and shattered one of those teeth with the filling in it.
Sure.
And I was in Colombia, and the dentist, very, very talented dentist, he says, oh, I'll fix you up. Well, I still had cavity in there, and that really got to me. And so right before I had left for this, we have another home down there.
Uh-huh.
So I was gone for months. The dentist told me, he says, I'll give you two choices. She told me, I'll give you two choices. You could have a cap or a root canal.
Uh-huh.
And a root canal sounds scary. I just said, will you put me asleep for either? She says, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'd do that. Yes. So I just was wishing that I was the conehead patient where I could open my mouth wide enough. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So they could do the proper work. I could give them the room to do the proper work. But lo and behold, it shattered on vacation, and I had to get it done in an emergency.
Yeah.
And I love it. I went back in and they took x-rays. They said, no, he did a terrific job. Here's the cavity, previous x-ray before you left. Here's the work he did after. You know, you went to a good guy.
That's great.
Yeah, not everybody's that lucky, and I'd rather get all that stuff done on the stateside. Do your dentists for your team, like, you know, everybody would like to see you, but I would be just as fine seeing any number of dentists at any one of your offices.
Sure.
Are they specialized in both, or since we already have a follow-up to go see a specialist from this dentist, can we go straight in with that saying that we're supposed to see a specialist to get...
Sure. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, let me address the dental insurance.
Sure.
There's no such thing as dental insurance. It's a dental benefit, and it's capped out at about $1,000 a year. And maybe even $1,500 a year. Sometimes the policies with the certain employers will be more than that, but it's not like medical insurance where they're going to cover whatever needs to be done. So it's just all that you're going to get from a dental benefit plan is $1,000, maybe $1,500, and that's every calendar year. So you're better off. You're better off to get you a health savings account. It's called an HSA or a flex account and put your own money because then that money belongs to you and you can expend it. It's tax deductible and you can spend it on dentistry, on feet, on medical deductibles. You can spend it on anything that you choose to. And it's always your money. So.
Yes.
You would take and designate a certain amount of money per month and put that away in a savings account and designate that for teeth. and you're going to beat the game because the insurance benefit, they're going to pay that cap, but then they're going to take 30% off the top for their overhead, 30% or more. So you can beat the numbers strictly by funding your own particular program with dental benefits. It's not dental insurance.
Yeah, you know, yes, last year I was thinking of the same thing, opening up an account. I have a specialty insurance. I'm retired from the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a difference that I was an officer, both enlisted and officer, get this program. But we have $3,000 cap. If we're healthy, we pay nothing.
Yeah.
If we're sick, we pay up to $3,000, and then it's covered.
Yeah.
25% in increments of every visit,
uh-huh.
but no dental.
Yeah.
And at this, every military retired, right?
That's typical. Yeah.
Yes. So my wife, I'm better off just putting in this account, funding it for myself, and just saving up and doing that. Just
exactly. Exactly.
Just as you said that I am going to do just that. But my one question is that since we have this insurance, it can it be done at certain locations like to help cover the prep costs with
yes.
our insurance? Because some of them it's an operation, really. And, some of the tools and some of the other things that TRICARE, so to speak, covers
yes.
it.
Yes. That's TRICARE is a good program, of course. It's military.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find typically a dentist will be enrolled in a TRICARE or a program. It's called a PPO, Preferred Provider Organization. And if a dentist is enrolled in that, you get a break on the price. It's a reduction. If a dentist is not enrolled in the PPO, then the company will pay for it, but at a reduced rate out of your pocket. So going to somebody that is a preferred provider is preferable from a money standpoint.
Yes, sir. I got one last question, and I promise I'll leave this at it.
No, your questions are good.
I took my children to a dentist, and we had a benefit at that time.
Uh-huh.
And the dental office, they took the benefit, and I want to say it was like a Blue Shield benefit something.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they took it, and then they said, oh, but you have a remainder. And the bill was $175. The benefit said we're the discount, and then we're paying for this. And then they still made me pay the difference of the $175 in the end. And then looking back, I go, boy, did I get double billed, which I understand now is illegal. Or is that legal in the dentist world? Because billing is totally different than medical billing. Could you elaborate on what happened to me?
Well, I couldn't because without knowing the details is the thing. Now, whenever you encounter a situation, you want to get that understanding at the very beginning and find they can give you, because every, like our dentist, I mean, our office, we have a software program, and most dentists have this software program that can take your insurance and tell you exactly what your benefits are. And so you want to get that before you have any work done so that you know exactly what you're out of pocket for and exactly what the insurance benefit's going to pay. So that's how you handle that. There's no secret to that.
Thank you, Dr. Safwa. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your questions. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. We've got a lot of fabulous information. Talk to you soon. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.